Today's contestants are an assistant athletics director from Menlo Park, California, Kate Lazo. A clinical data analyst from Tempe, Arizona, Nolan Kasha. And our returning champion, a school administrator from Huntington Beach, California, Greg Marrero, whose two-day cash winnings total $41,200. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. And the host of Jeopardy is looking for another exciting game like the ones we've had so far this week. Greg, a good two-day champion. Nolan and Kate, welcome aboard. Good luck. Pick up the signaling devices. Hopefully you'll get to use them often with these categories. Starting off with feminism. Good subject. Next. Double O, double E, coming up in each correct response. Five-letter countries. Sounds easy. Chocolate. That sounds good. Wild things. You make my heart sing. All right, champ, go.
Five-letter countries, 200.
It stretches southward to Cape Horn. Five-letter country is Chile. Back to you, Greg.
Five-letter countries, 400.
Gaining independence in 1804, it was the second country in the Americas to free itself from colonial rule. Greg?
What is Haiti?
Good.
Five-letter country, 600.
In the 19th century, this Mideast nation fell under the control of the Altani dynasty, which still rules there today. Nolan.
What is Qatar?
Good.
Five-letter country is 800.
The rugged Mahabharat range of the Himalayas spans part of this landlocked Asian nation. Greg.
What is Nepal?
That's it.
And five-letter countries for 1,000.
This kingdom consists of some 170 islands located about 1,300 miles north of New Zealand. Greg.
What is Tonga?
Tonga, that's right.
Wild thing, 200.
The only eagle that is native to just North America is this one. Kate.
What is the bald eagle?
You're on the board now.
Wild things, 400.
Kublai Khan kept this fastest cat as a pet. You can't. And shouldn't. Kate.
What is the cheetah?
Yes.
Wild thing, 6.
Mambas are members of this venomous snake family that is famed for its hood. Nolan.
What is the cobra?
Yes.
Wild things, 800.
Red cat bear is another name for the red this, which lives in the Himalayas and eats bamboo. Nolan.
What is panda?
Good.
Chocolate for 200.
What a compliment to chocolate. Theobroma, the genus of cacao, means food of these beings. Greg.
Who are the gods?
The gods, yes.
Chocolate for 400.
These baked chocolatey squares share their name with a type of Sprite. You know them a lot better as brownies. Greg.
You make my heart sing, 200.
Billy Ray Cyrus found disfavor with country purists for this song, a number 4 crossover pop hit. Nolan.
What is Achy Breaky Heart?
Correct.
You Make My Heart Sing, 400.
Celine Dion had to be convinced by her husband manager to do a demo for this 1997 movie song. It worked out okay. Kate.
What is My Heart Will Go On?
Yes, from Titanic.
Let's finish out Wild Things for 1,000.
This five-letter so-called cat excretes a musk that is used in the making of perfumes. Kate.
What is the polecat?
No. Polecat has much more than five letters. The civet is what we were going for. Back to you, though, Kate.
Heart sing for 6.
In 2020, Dua Lipa sang Break My Heart. In 1996, she gave the impossible demand, Unbreak My Heart. Kate.
Who is Toni Braxton?
You got her. And that takes you to 600 on the board, takes us into break number one. We'll pause, as we always do, and we'll come back, as we always do. Quite often, more than one member of a family winds up as a contestant on Jeopardy. Kate Lazo, that's the case with you. Your mom was on the program?
Yes, my mom was on the program in 1987, and she was actually a three-day champion.
Hey, how about that? How much money did she earn? We didn't pay as much in those days, I don't
think.
Ooh,
I could not tell you the dollar figure. It was enough for her to pay off her law school loans, so that was,
oh,
you
great.
Know.
So it's good. Still a point of great pride for her, having won three games?
Very much.
All right. Nalin Kashyap is from Tempe, Arizona. Now, you have become a big fan of and a big participant in a game that most of us think of as for kids, Dungeons and Dragons?
Dungeons and Dragons, yes, absolutely. A couple of my friends had gotten me into playing Dungeons and Dragons a couple of years ago, and I developed a character. He's a fierce warrior, but more importantly, he's a very well-spoken and well-versed bard. His name is Barty McBardface.
Barty McBard. Yes, okay, good. Greg Marrero is our champion. Big fan of Broadway musicals, and you try to see as many as you can. In recent years, your favorite Broadway musical, and why?
I would say probably Wicked or...
It's funny, I just thought that came to mind as you started to respond.
And then Hamilton, of course. Everybody loves Hamilton.
Yeah, but why Wicked?
Just a lot of songs that are hummable and just...
Brings out the kid in us,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
A lot of imagination there.
Yes.
Okay, let's get back into this. Kate gave me the last correct response, and that, of course, means she makes the next selection.
Heart for 800.
A 2015 song by her begins... This is my heartbeat song, and I'm gonna play it. Kate.
Who is Kelly Clarkson?
She's the one.
Heart for 1000.
Heart, a group formed by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson, had a hit in 1977 with this song, named for a predatory fish. Kate.
What is Barracuda?
Oh, Barracuda, yes.
00 for 200.
IBC or Barks, for example. Kate.
What is root beer?
Good.
00 for 400.
A visual examination of something. Let's have a... Kate?
What is a look-see?
You got it.
00 for 600.
Be of these two words, denoting happy spirits. Kate again.
What is good cheer?
Yeah.
00 for 800.
Two-word name for the flat pan used to bake up some snickerdoodles. Greg?
What is a baking sheet?
Nope. Kate?
What is a cookie sheet?
Cookie sheet, that's it, yes.
00 for 1000.
To excessively pamper someone with a utensil, metaphorically. What is to spoon feed them? Kate, back to you. You did well in that category.
Chocolate for 600.
Named for a port in Yemen, mocha is what Americans call the combination of chocolate and this. Greg.
What is coffee?
Correct.
Chocolate for 800.
Answer. Daily double. Chance for you to move into a tie with Kate for the lead.
I'll go for 1,200, please.
All right. In 1905, the year after it began making chocolate, this company merged with the Anglo-Swiss Condensed Milk Company.
What is Nestle?
Nestle is right. And now you're no longer tied with no one.
Chocolate for 1,000.
White chocolate is actually not chocolate. It is milk and sugar mixed with this, the edible fat of the cocoa bean. And that would be cocoa butter. One category still in play.
Feminism for 200.
An 1848 declaration said these institutions were unjustly closed to women. Today, women are the majority there. Greg.
What is a Seneca?
No. Kate.
What are colleges?
That's it.
400.
Giving her 1989 book its title, Arlie Hochschild noted, most women work one shift at their jobs and a second shift here. Nolan.
What is at home?
That's it.
Feminism 600?
In a feminist move, the Women's Social and Political Union insisted on saying this word with a hard G, as in, we'll get the vote. Nolan.
What is suffrage?
No. Kate?
What is suffragette?
Yes, we'll accept that. But they would have said it with a hard G, suffragette. Back to you, Kate.
800.
In a 2012 case, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled women who are breastfeeding their infants get time to do this during licensing exams. Kate.
What is pump breast milk?
Yes, and now the last clue. In a room of one's own, Virginia Woolf spoke up for this type of mind that has feminine equally with masculine qualities. And the word you're all familiar with, androgynous. Androgynous. All right, Kate in the lead with 6,000. Nolan, you're going first when we start the Double Jeopardy round right after this. All three players, very solid so far. Nolan Lowe goes first in Double Jeopardy. He picks from these categories. How artsy. That's a total smoke show. 20th Century America. You have to name the novel in Advice to the Novel Heroine. It's followed by Warm Words and Asian Americans on Television and Film. Nolan, off you go.
20th Century America, 400.
In December of 1917, just one representative in Congress said no to war with this dual monarchy. Nolan.
What is Austria-Hungary?
Yes.
20th Century, 800.
Answer. Daily Double, and just like that, you can narrow the gap between you and Kate, who's our leader.
2,000, please.
Okay. As the dot-com bubble swelled, this tech-heavy stock index rose from 1,000 to 5,000 between 1995 and 2000.
What is the NASDAQ?
NASDAQ is right. You're now in second place. Go again.
20th Century, 1,200.
A 1920s song asked, how are you going to keep them down on this place? Many didn't, as in that decade, the United States became majority city folk. Kate.
What is the farm?
That's it.
20th century for 16.
Thanks to the 23rd Amendment, on November 3rd, 1964, residents of this city cast their first votes for president. Kate.
What is Washington, D.C.?
Right.
And 20th century for 2000.
Eugene Hassenfuss survived a shootdown by the Sandinistas, leading to the exposure of this 1980s scandal. Kate.
What is Iran-Contra?
Right again.
Novel heroine for 400.
Anna, Vronsky may be something now, but he's easily distracted. You bet on the wrong horse. Greg.
What is Anna Karenina?
Right.
Advice to novel heroine, 800.
Emma, your marriage to a country doctor won't fulfill you, but neither will your affairs with Leon and Rodolphe. The novel is Madame Bovary. Greg.
How artsy for 1,200?
I'm not sure which is the bigger disaster, the storm in the painting by this Dutch master, or that it was stolen in 1990. Nolan.
Who is Rembrandt?
Yeah.
How artsy, 800?
It is rumored that in 1508, Raphael and Bramante pushed for this man to paint a Vatican ceiling, hoping he would fail. Nolan.
Who is Michelangelo?
Right.
How artsy, 1600?
It was Elsa von Freytag-Loringhoven who signed R. Mutt to a urinal in this French Dadaist's provocative 1917 artwork. And the Dadaist was Marcel Duchamp. Nolan, back to you.
Asian Americans on TV and film, 1200.
Of Indian descent, Cal Penn had roles on Designated Survivor and House and was one half of this movie duo opposite John Cho. Greg.
Who are Harold and Kumar?
That's the twosome.
Asian American 1600.
This Japanese American actor has more than 10 million followers on Facebook. Greg.
Who is Takei?
George Takei.
Asian American for 2000.
This star of her own stand-up special starred opposite Randall Park in the rom-com Always Be My Maybe. Nolan.
Who is Margaret Cho?
No. Greg.
Who is Ali Wong?
Yes.
Asian American 800.
For 7 seasons, she played Dr. Joan Watson on Elementary. Nolan.
Who is Lucy Liu?
Right.
Asian Americans 400.
This real-life doctor turned comedic actor is one of the panelists on The Masked Singer. Nolan.
Who is Ken Jeong?
Right.
Total Smoke Show, 800.
Since 1964, 2.5 million non-smokers have died from exposure to secondhand smoke, says the website of this government doctor. Kate.
What is the Surgeon General?
Right.
Smoke for 1,200.
The smoke monster on this 2000s ABC drama was really the Man in Black. Nolan.
What is Lost?
Lost is correct.
Total Smoke Show, 1,600.
This website, founded in 1997, provides authentic documents from court files and government records. And that would be the smokinggun.com. Back to you, Nolan.
Smoke Show, 2,000.
Haze was visible on the East Coast after the 1912 eruption of the volcanic valley of 10,000 smokes in this now state came all the way from Alaska. Nolan?
Warm words, 400.
It follows dead in a race with no clear winner. Nolan?
What is heat?
Yes.
Warm words, 800.
Like a passionate affair, a zone of the earth between the tropics is called this T word. Greg?
What is temperate?
Nope. Nolan?
What is torrid?
Torrid, yes.
Warm words, 1200.
In the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar tosses three men into this alliterative furnace. Kate?
What is fiery?
Fiery, that's the word.
Warm for 1600.
This word for an updraft of warm air is from the Greek for heat. And that word is thermal. Kate?
Finish the category for 2000.
It can mean both crazy and pleasantly warm, like a mild tropical climate. And the word we're going for this time is balmy, with less than a minute to go, Kate.
Novel for 1200.
Dagny, you will fall in love with John Galt, even though you are a stand-in for Ayn Rand's vision of capitalism. Greg?
What is Atlas Shrugged?
Correct.
Heroin, 1600.
Miss Kenton, even all the Nazis at Darlington Hall couldn't bring you and Stevens the butler together. And the novel was The Remains of the Day. Greg?
Heroin, 2000.
Lily, I think you should wait one more day for Lawrence Selden. At least tell him the debts are paid. And the novel this time is The House of Mirth. Greg, back to you.
How artsy for 2000.
Answer, daily double. Aha. You are 4,000 off the lead.
I'll do 4,000, please.
All right. To honor this artist's 125th birthday, Cedar Rapids, Iowa commissioned statues like the one here.
Grandma Moses. Who is Grandma Moses?
No, who is Grant Wood. Grant Wood. All right, you drop a bit. And you're still in it, though. Here comes Final Jeopardy. World flags. That's a good subject. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created this spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
World flags is the subject. That kind of narrows it down to just a few hundred possibilities. Players, here's your clue. Both Wales and Bhutan have flags bearing one of these mythical creatures. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Could it be a unicorn, or is it something more sinister? We'll come to our champion first. Greg, you had some bad luck with a double a few minutes ago. You came up with the correct response, however. What is a dragon? And that means you will add money this time, $47.99, almost doubling you to $9,599. Let's go to the middle, to Nolan. He had $8,000. We're looking for a dragon, but a nice dragon, and we find one. And your wager, sir? 8,000. You're in the lead with 16,000 as we come to Kate, who led most of the way. And she came up with a correct response. What is a dragon? And she will be the champion if she risked enough, and she did. 4,000. She winds up at 16,800 and gets to wrap up the week with us right here on Jeopardy tomorrow. Please join us then. Go on.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
A horrifying PPE shortage.
Local nursing homes struggling as COVID surges.
Seven's on your side with the 20 questions families should be asking.
One weather system moving out of here. Our next one already in sight. We're going to track it and how it impacts you right here at 11. See you then.